Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Eric Berry was coming back from Kansas, we all know that, but it was his hometown. He was playing in his hometown of Atlanta, and I remember him telling me how much of his game check, I think all, maybe two game checks, went for buying tickets for people that were there to help him through his cancer voyage.
Bryant throwing, intercepted in the middle of the field by Eric Berry. Berry to the 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown Kansas City. And Eric Berry takes that football right over to his mom. Special moment for him. From Georgia, playing in front of a lot of family and friends. On fourth and one, Alex Smith to the line. And we get a timeout called by Atlanta. Well, Atlanta used the timeout. Andy Reid thought about it and has sent the punting unit on.
Well, and I think this is the right decision. Whoa, there goes the fake.
And right up the middle, Albert Wilson. Wilson to the 10, the 5, touchdown.
What a gutsy call.
Boy, the Chiefs have taken the air out of this building, which was very noisy. Ryan, over the middle, wide open, touchdown, Aldrick Robinson. So they will go for two, searching for the three-point lead. Ryan throwing, intercepted, picked off. This is Berry, and Eric Berry going the other way, and nobody's going to catch him. Two on the board for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh. What a change for the Atlanta Falcons. They take the lead. They decide to go for two and try and make it a three-point game.
Eric Berry with a 37-yard interception earlier for a touchdown now brings this back for two. And the Chiefs, instead of being down, lead it by one.
What was Eric Berry's jersey number?
29.
Yeah. 29. How many football games? You guys cover sports very closely. How many football games in with a team with a score of 29?
Not many.
That was a bit of a magical moment there.
Mitch Holthus, voice of the Chiefs, along with cuts from CBS from week 13 of 2016. That was your homework assignment for us here on the show. That was our game of the week rewatch, the Eric Berry pick two game. Berry was not seen a lot early, and then bam, made the pick six play.
I forgot about the pick six play,
and then suddenly it was like, wow, what an impact in like a short amount of time, and defense and special teams propelling them to that win, 29-27 over the Atlanta Falcons in 2016.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I don't know if you guys are having the same experience with these rewinds. We've done three of these kind of rewatches now for the Kansas City Chiefs, and the last two rewatches that we have done have been pre-Patrick Mahomes, which I'm surprised. Two out of three of these games that we voted on have been pre-Patrick Mahomes games. And quite honestly, at first I was like, I'd rather watch Patrick games, but I am learning so much about this current organization and the 2020 version of the Kansas City Chiefs by rewatching these games that it really is uncanny how much I'm learning about this Chiefs organization right now. And the thing that I've taken away now for the second consecutive week, I continue to get reinforced on how good a football coach Andy Reid truly is. I honest to God had no idea he was this good as a football coach. And that's why yesterday when I'm saying since the merger, since 1970, I put him on the Mount Rushmore of best coaches in the National Football League since the AFL and NFL came together to form one big gigantic league. And Andy Reid, to me, every week I watch these games, every week I watch them without Patrick Mahomes, every week I watch them with guys like Terrence Mitchell and Frank Zombo and Nunez Roaches and Ramek Wilson and somebody named TJ Barnes, whatever that was. I watched this team win football games, and the one constant in all of this is Andy Reid. He just knows how to coach better than everybody else in the NFL. And Dan Quinn, the Falcons head coach, cost his team that game back in 2016, and Andy Reid was able to take advantage of dumb coaching mistakes. And the biggest coaching mistake for me is going for two. I don't understand, unless you're at the end of the game and you're looking to win the game or to tie the game, why you're going for two throughout the course of the game, because you want to make the score look nice and have a three-point lead here or a, you know, whatever lead there. You can't go for two. You have to take the points, because if Dan Quinn and the Atlanta Falcons just kicked extra points, they win that game. There's no pick two. There's no game to talk about. Eric Berry coming
because
back
the pick
to
two
Atlanta.
Was not the first time they went for two.
It was just the second time they went
that
for
was,
two.
That
yeah.
was the correct call. Go for two, get up three.
Right.
Right? 4 minutes to go, whatever. You want to put yourself up by a field goal. That one was fine. It was the fact they were chasing points up until that point.
Up until that point.
That forced them to go for two.
That forced them to go for two. But even at that point in time, Josh, me personally, I would not have gone for two there, because you've done a pretty good job of stopping the Chiefs' offense. You know, they had 27 points at the time. Take seven away for the Eric Berry.
And a fake punt,
take 14 points off the board. The
you
offense,
did a pretty good job against the offense.
You were doing a really nice job out there defensively if you're the Atlanta Falcons. And so that's the way you have to look at it. Yeah, I'll take my chances. I'll go up two instead of three at this point in time. My defense has done a pretty good job of shutting down Chris Conley and Albert Wilson. And now Travis Kelce had an amazing day, and you saw Andy Reid scheming the offense to get his best players involved. I thought the run game was fairly decent in that game as well, with West and Ware running the rock. But ultimately, it came down to coaching decisions that won that game and lost that game. Not necessarily the players. Players got to execute, but the coach is putting you in the best possible positions. And Dan Quinn going for two in that game early on and even late did not put his team in the best possible positions. The one thing we don't need in football is round numbers. You heard Mitch. When was the last time you saw a game with 29 points, right? You don't always have to have a 24 or a 28 or a 35 or something magical like that that looks good on the scoreboard. You just have to find a way to win the game. And when you start chasing points, you're never going to catch up and you're never going to get those points. And so after three rewatches now of these games, it continues to hit home for me just how good Andy Reid is, and I'm realizing he's a better coach than I ever thought he was.
Yeah, he's just, to me, he's a chameleon. Just give him parts. In this particular game, there was no Jeremy Maclin.
Right.
We've watched like two games in a row now where Albert Wilson was pretty clutch.
Pretty good. Like, we look at the one game that he had against the Broncos, and we're like, oh, that's where Albert Wilson got paid.
No, we found two other games where he was pretty good.
Yeah.
So he had a fake punt for a touchdown, but also some big third down catches. But the wide receiver group was Albert Wilson and Chris Conley, who had a big drop in this one. And again, he kind of showed he never really counted on Chris Conley. So not a lot of wide receiver offensive weapons. What's Andy do? Well, he goes out and does a lot of three tight end misdirection stuff.
Yeah.
And at this point in time, this wasn't the Tyreek Hill of now. This was the Tyreek Hill still trying to hand in the ball on reverses and line him up in the backfield. And he wasn't a complete receiver just yet. And so you're using him kind of for those gimmick things. And Andy, well, this is what we have to work with.
Right.
So this is what we're going to do. I just think he's amazing in taking the parts that he has and making it work. Well, now with the new quarterback, you don't have to do all the stuff that he's doing that he was doing then, which was kind of shorter, a lot of horizontal stuff. Now you can get in the downfield passing game. So the switch of quarterback. Now he's doing stuff that fits Pat and fits this offense much better. His ability to kind of mold with what pieces he has. Yeah, I think through this exercise, I'm like, wow, he did some stuff here, because there weren't a lot of great parts at times.
There really weren't. And I'm so glad we're going back and watching these games of the early days, if you will, of Andy Reid here in Kansas City, because it really does give you a great appreciation. You don't appreciate it in the moment. You don't appreciate anything in the moment, right? But now you're out of the moment and you can go back and look at it and go, wow, he's winning games with who on his team? Who's catching passes from Alex Smith? And this guy, Andy Reid, has done a remarkable job here in Kansas City since he's been here. I mean, it's just been a tremendous coaching job to win 11 games that first year with the talent that he had, to go out there in 2016 in week 13 and beat the Atlanta Falcons with somebody called TJ Barnes playing defensive line for you. I mean, they found a way to get it done, and that's a credit to Andy Reid.
and then also fixing problems. And they don't take a long time to do it. We've always jokingly, I've always asked, what is long term in sports?
Right.
And finding out through this, too, it's very short. I mean, this is 2016 we're talking about, so not terribly long ago, right? You got the 16 seasons, 17, 18, 19.
Yeah, okay? Four seasons ago.
Okay,
now,
four seasons ago now. I mean.
Which is an eternity.
It's Chris Jones.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That defense had no playmakers.
I still think that defense largely underachieved. You still had Derek Johnson and Eric Berry and Marcus Peters, and there were some names.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
There were some Justin Houston and Tom Bahali and D. Ford.
No playmakers. We're and talking all, about Eric.
They
Berry.
Had a whole bunch of playmakers. They did underachieve in this particular defense. They couldn't stop. They were really good in the red zone, and they let you move the ball up and down. But they have turned that entire defense over.
Yeah.
In four seasons, Chris Jones is the only name you're going to recognize that played in that game.
Yeah.
So find what your weakness is, change it, turn it over. Wide receivers, clearly better shape right now, wide receiver position, than they were then. The running game, again, Andy can show he can make do with any running game,
yep.
Which is amazing. Tight end was consistent, but there were so many other different pieces that were even different from 4 years ago that I'm just impressed, too, that, hey, you got to keep turning. Got to keep turning that roster. And I thought the defense of this particular team this past year was still going to be a year away. And yet they flipped that one quicker than I imagined.
Sure.
So they're not afraid to go out and make those changes to rectify some bad situations.
Yeah,
that defense had a lot of good names on it. Wasn't completely productive.
No, really. I mean, I watched Justin Houston a lot in that game yesterday to see what he did, and there were times where he just kind of does nothing.
Well, he was coming off a knee injury then, too.
But that's his whole career.
I know, but he was two games off a pretty bad knee injury and was really good the week before.
But he was 2 weeks prior to that in Denver, right, where mm-hmm. he had the big plays up there, and then he kind of fell off for the rest of the year. Like Justin Houston will always fall into that category of what could have been with players. I mean, to me, we got, I think, cheated out of what Justin Houston possibly could have been because of all the injuries that Justin Houston suffered. I mean, Tom Bahali was basically a third down player for the Chiefs. Frank Zombo was playing ahead of D. Ford at the time. Ramiq Wilson was out there playing. I don't know why. You know, Eric Berry obviously was in that game. Marcus Peters, you know, clearly in that game as well. But I think like Justin Houston is going to be one of the biggest disappointments in Chiefs history for me. I mean, just totally underachieved because of the injuries. And a lot of it not his fault, obviously, because you get injured. But, man, I look at Justin Houston, I go, what could have been with that guy, because when we saw him healthy and we saw him able to go out there and play at a high level, he was incredible, obviously. I mean, we saw what he did with the 20 sacks or whatever it was that 1 year. But when he was hurt, he was banged up, which was a majority of the time. The Justin Houston era in Kansas City is just kind of meh for me, you know, when it's all said and done. And, you know, that being said, with the defense changing over, that's the other thing I've realized. When Andy senses a problem, they go out and fix the problem. We watched the 2013 game with Chad Hall at wide receiver. They went out and addressed the wide receiver position and fixed it. We watched this game with Ramiq Wilson and TJ Barnes is his name, playing defense. They went out there and they fixed the defense. They didn't do it right away, but they addressed
it. Very long though either.
No, they didn't, but they addressed the problems, they fixed the problems, and they got better in those areas. I mean, I just can't stress enough how good Andy Reid really is as a head football coach by going back and watching these games.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.